The chairman of the Pedestrian Shopping Mall Association, Charles Kwaku, has appealed to the AMA, government and urban roads to put in measures to quickly compensate traders who will be affected by the construction of the Circle Interchange. About 400 stalls at the mall face possible demolition as a result of the construction, which comes less than 3 years after the traders were relocated from the area around Novotel. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program, Behind the News, Mr. Kwaku said relocating them periodically is not in their interest as it affects business. He urged stakeholders to impress on government to provide them adequate compensation, as that is the only way to resolve the problem.
They came and discussed with us about the road construction. It told us it won't affect us, only the pavement it will affect. It will affect only our pavement and then the walls. So it won't come inside. So we will have some small problem. The gutters, and at the same time, mosquitoes will worry us more. But within a short period, they will finish so that we started making our business. Thereafter, almost about, say, 3 months, we saw white men and some of the urban roads came there measuring, came inside and measuring, using their tips, measuring the, I wasn't even understand what they are doing. So their fourth time or fifth time, no, when they came there, I told one of them, why? The men wait them there for bush, some 2 days for house. And
you heard the chairman of the Pedestrian Shopping Mall Association, Charles Kwaku.
Meanwhile, the Minister of Roads and Highways, Hamidou Souleymane, says the Circle Interchange is a very important project being implemented to ease traffic. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Souleymane said his ministry is in talks with the AMA to resettle affected victims. He assured traders that everything will be done to satisfy all parties that will be affected.
Well, brother, why we want a project, certainly it will affect some persons. Even roads to construct on highways affect towns and communities, and they are sorted out. I believe we will affect, when we come down from SEC side, coming down to the Kwame Nkrumah Circle, on the right-hand side, on the pedestrian mall there, we certainly will we need some space that will go towards the former PCC area. So certainly it will affect some stalls, and we are discussing with AMA. You know, that area is AMA, the stalls that belong to AMA. But we are talking to AMA. They have indicated that there are some stalls not in use presently in the area. So some of the people who were affected might be asked to move into the stalls that are not being used. But certainly, that we are talking with AMA. That is an AMA. The area belongs there. The stores belong to AMA, and we certainly will see how my ministry will collaborate with AMA to settle our brothers and sisters who make a living in that part of the town.
Elijah, no specifics here. Are you not giving us any specifics?
Specifics, as I said, we are constructing a road, and they are not, the people sitting there are not the owners of the stores. The stores belong to AMA. So my discussions will be with AMA to see how we can resettle the people. I am not having any discussions with the people there, but they're not the landlords of the area there.
Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Hamidou Souleymane.